I'm Jay Cruz, HealthyLife.net News at 7 anchor, and here's today's News at 7 Super Segment.
This is Linda McKenzie with the HealthyLife.net Health News Super Segment. Maternal zinc intake during pregnancy appears to support brain maturation in newborns, according to new research. What is food dyes? From popsicles to pistachios and from meat to mac and cheese, synthetic food dyes are everywhere. Their vibrant color make food appealing and increase our appetite, but many dyes also pose serious health risks, and some of the red dyes are actually ground up insects. The others are made with petroleum oil-based chemicals, and artificial coloring has been associated with various health concerns, including children's behavioral and developmental issues, and they are a potential risk for cancer. The U.S. is one of the few industrialized countries without strict regulations on these harmful chemicals. Many countries, including Australia, Japan, and those within the European Union, either restrict or ban these chemicals from use. There are 7 food dyes that are particularly harmful and should be avoided, and these include blue dye number 1, blue dye number 2, green dye number 3, red dye number 3, red dye number 40, yellow dye number 5, and yellow dye number 6. The EPA is reviewing the dangers of nitrates in drinking water after new research suggests they may be linked to cancer. Nitrates enter the water from fertilizers and animal manure, and they have long been known to cause blue baby syndrome, a serious condition in infants. Now, scientists warn that even low levels of nitrate exposure could increase cancer risks, especially in farming states like Iowa and Minnesota. Despite this, industry groups argue that stricter regulations would be too expensive and claims nitrates in foods can be beneficial. The U.S. Right to Know, a nonprofit watchdog, is highlighting industry efforts to stall the action. Studies show a strong link between nitrate contamination and higher cancer rates, but industry-funded research casts doubt on these findings, similar to past efforts to stall regulations on harmful chemicals. While nitrates in foods like spinach have health benefits, experts warn that nitrates in drinking water lack protective compounds and pose a serious risk. With nitrate pollution increasing, many believe the EPA must act now to update outdated water safety standards. U.S. Right to Know is fighting for stronger regulations and exposing corporate influence over public health policies. Will the EPA listen to science or give in to industry pressure? My bet, industry wins. Combining omega-3 with exercise may improve some markers of cardiometabolic health, such as fat mass, blood pressure, and triglycerides, according to a systematic review and meta-analysis. Probiotic supplementation may support hormonal regulation and weight management in women with polycystic ovary syndrome, or PCOS, new research suggests. Juice from Brussels chicory may improve aerobic exercise performance, increasing time to exhaustion by up to 12% and enhancing recovery, according to a new pilot study. Supplementation with spirulina may mitigate exercise-induced damage to muscle and liver, according to research. A new study suggests that personalized vitamin D supplementation strategies may be necessary to optimize skeletal and immune health. With links to improved cognitive function, weight loss, and now nerve repair, lion's mane is fast becoming a must-have functional ingredient. An aged beef-derived postbiotic may offer muscle-supporting benefits in older adults, says a new study from Korea. Short-term supplementation of collagen hydrolysate or dairy protein does not enhance recovery from exercise-induced muscle damage, revealed an RCT, a random-controlled trial. Acute omega-3 and whey protein supplementation may reduce muscle soreness, inflammation, and fatigue while supporting neuromuscular performance and recovery in female futsal players, according to new research. Long-term yogurt consumption, two or more servings a week, was associated with a 20% lower risk of developing certain types of colorectal cancer, specifically those containing Bifidobacterium bacteria, which was found that about 31% of cancer cases studied. The protective effect was strongest against cancers in the proximal or right colon, which are typically harder to detect and have worse survival outcomes than other colorectal cancers. Here's our safety alerts from the FDA and FSIS to help keep you and yours healthy. Pasty oven, pasty meat, and poultry pasties due to undeclared egg. Mauna Loa Macadamia Nut Company's milk chocolate covered macadamias for undeclared almonds. ICU Medical Potassium Chloride Injection for super potency. Broadway Bakery Raisin Bran Muffin for undeclared walnuts. AKT Trading Jasia Menma Ajitsuki Prepared Bamboo Shoot for botulism. The Candy Basket Inc. Raspberry Jelly Sticks Dark and seven other products for undeclared red dye number 40 and potassium sorbate. Wismatic Asian Foods Shirakiku brand Curvy Puffs Corn Puff Snack curry flavor, sea salt, and umami flavor, and their corn pottage flavor for undeclared milk. Pew Che Dolce Inc. Sweet Cream Mini Patisseries for salmonella. Woodstock Farms Fresh Direct Dark Chocolate Pretzels for undeclared milk. Riverside Natural Foods Made Good Variety Pack and 11 other products for metal pieces. Frito-Lay Inc. Pearl Milling Company Original Pancake and Waffle Mix for undeclared milk. Target, Nestle, Toll House, Valentine's Chocolate Chip Cookie Dough for improper storage temperature. Avcare Herbosartan Tablets for dissolution failure. And that's it for this week's Health Super Segment. This is Linda McKenzie from HealthyLife.net. Stay happy and healthy.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to come back again to hear tomorrow's super segment and catch the HealthyLife.net News at 7 live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Radio your way, HealthyLife.net. Mm-hmm.